l'histoire de Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, une chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Este sur les romans de science-fiction et de fantasy. Here is Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District, a program hosted by Madeleine d'Este about speculative fiction and fantasy books.
Welcome to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. What is speculative fiction, you ask? It's anything outside your everyday reality. It's science fiction, it's fantasy, horror, dystopia, paranormal, alternative history, apocalyptic. I'm Madeleine d'Este, I love to read and I love books. And I'm here to tell you about a book I really liked. Today I'm going to talk about horror, or what's sometimes known as dark fantasy, with The Making of Gabrielle Davenport by Beverly Lee. This is a self-published title, and I'll talk a little bit more about self-publishing in a moment. But firstly, a disclaimer, I do know the author, but this book really rattled me and stayed with me long after I'd finished, like any good horror book should. So I have to tell more people about it. So let's talk about the book. Beth and her husband Stu have moved into a new house in the idyllic English countryside to raise their baby Gabriel. But one night during a snowstorm, everything goes horribly wrong for the family, and in the picture-perfect setting, something ancient and evil emerges and changes all their lives, and not for the better. The story then skips forward a few years, and now Gabrielle is a teenager living in a home run by a paranormal investigator, along with a few other supernaturally gifted children. It's a type of school where their talents are nurtured and encouraged. Now, no one talks about what happened that fateful night, and Gabriel is, of course, curious about what happened to his family. And like any nosy teenager, Gabriel starts poking about for the truth, and this is where it starts to go wrong all over again. As he starts to ask questions, his adopted family and friends are all acting strangely, and no one is giving him any answers. What are they all hiding, and who can Gabriel trust? And in the meantime, out in the darkness, the ancient evil is still out there. But is it the only thing lurking in the shadows? And what will happen when Gabriel starts to get too close to the truth of what happened years earlier? Now, there are too many opportunities for spoilers with horror writing, so I'll keep the plot description to a minimum. I'm a big fan of a genre known as folk horror, and so this book was right up my alley with all the superstitions and supernatural and religious references. But the book itself, the writing is fast-paced and clear. The characters are well-rounded and distinct. I particularly liked the conflicted local priest whose name is Noah. He was a great character, and the imagery is spot on. Much of the action takes place inside houses during storms, the violent weather playing a key role in creating atmosphere, and there was a real sense of claustrophobia and dread as the characters banded together in the main living rooms but then peeled off one by one into different parts of the house. And we all know what happens when you go off by yourself in a horror. The Making of Gabrielle Davenport was a real page-turner, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. But the ultimate test for any horror book is when I actually get scared. Now, in this book, the ancient evil at one point takes the form of a black and white bird. And this sounds innocent enough, but believe me, it's not, and I actually found myself flinching whenever I saw a similar bird out in the street. Now, this is the ultimate compliment for any horror writing, carrying the fear over into your real life. Now, as I mentioned before, this book was self-published in 2016 and it's available through Amazon and other online retailers. Self-publishing has had a bad reputation in the past, but many popular books are now originating as self-published works before going on to traditional publishing. For example, last week's review, A Long Way to a Small Angry Planet by Becky Chambers, started out as a self-published Kickstarter work. Other really popular books which started out as self-published titles include 50 Shades of Grey and The Martian. So I encourage you to check out self-published books if you have a chance. But back to The Making of Gabrielle Davenport. If you like scary birds, storms, claustrophobic manor houses and teenage boys dealing with supernatural events in their past, I highly recommend you check out The Making of Gabrielle Davenport by Beverly Lee. Thanks for listening to Madeline's Speculative Fiction Review. If you have any feedback or just want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, à retrouver à 2h du matin, les lundis, mercredis et vendredis, spécialement pour nos auditeurs internationaux, et à midi, les mardis et jeudis. It was Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District. You can listen to this program on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays at 2 a.m. CET, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 12 p.m. CET.